One thing I do know, that I was blind, but now I can see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 10 says, "Rejoice, O Jerusalem, be joyful, all who love her." And so today is the first Sunday of Lent, called the Lectare Sunday. This Sunday is marked by relaxation from penitential character of Lenten season. It is a Sunday that expresses the church's joy in anticipation of the resurrection of our Lord. This Sunday, the Holy Mother Church exhorts us to be joyful and relaxed because Christ, our shepherd, illuminates us and heals our blindness. It also reminds us through the readings that it is God who both gives us proper vision in body as well as in our souls, and instructs us that we should be constantly on our guard against spiritual blindness. Hence, by describing the anointing of David as the second king of Israel, the first reading taken from the first book of Samuel illustrates how blind we are in our judgments and how much we need God's help. It also reminds us that those whom God involves in his saving plan are not necessarily those whom the world perceives as great. My dear people of God, there is much to learn from today's first reading. First, Samuel obeyed God by going where he was sent to go, to Jesse's house. Humbly and patiently, he followed and obeyed God's instruction. He told Jesse, "Send for him. We will not sit down to eat until he comes." He did not rush into a fast decision by anointing another person. Instead, he waited patiently until the right candidate arrived, David. So we must be patient in carrying out God's command when we are commanded. Also, we must not allow physical appearance to deceive us. Unfortunately, oftentimes it happens. We treat people judging from their physical qualities alone, and many times the result is not good. On the contrary, when we make the right choice, people are truly liberated. The blind can see, the lame walk, the hungry are fed, and there is peace in our land. In today's second reading, Paul reminds us of our former dark state of life before Christ illuminated and liberated us. Paul advises us, "Live as children of light, for the effect of the light as seen in complete goodness, right living, and truth." Paul means that Christ is the light that illuminates our life. Living outside Christ means abiding in darkness. Therefore, in this season of Lent and beyond, we must, my dear brothers and sisters, strive to remain in Christ, the light of our salvation. In today's gospel reading, Jesus restores the sight of this man born blind. Here, Christ proves that he cares for each and every one of us, our well-being. This is mainly for the sick, the weak, and the marginalized, and each and every one of us can be found in this tree. Again, today he broke another cultural and religious barrier to save this blind man. Jesus healed him on a Sabbath without minding about the consequences. He attended to the essential need of this man. While the Pharisees were there fighting about Sabbath. Jesus' response to his apostles proved that God permits something to happen for the manifestation of his glory. In other words, this miracle remarkably reveals the power and glory of God. However, my dear people of God, today's gospel story is essentially a faith story. The climax of this story is when the man makes the act of faith in Jesus Christ. But the blindest people in that story are the religious leaders who had no faith in Jesus. Their problem is that they refused to see. Hence, we can understand what Helen Keller, in her book, Blind from Infancy, meant when she said, "The greatest calamity that can befall a person is not that he or she is born blind, but that he or she have eyes and yet fails to see." Jesus said he came to open the eyes of the blind. He was not talking about the physically blind only, but all those who had lost their way in life and who could no longer find their way in life and could no longer find their way to the Father's house. Thus, my dear people of God, he opened the eyes of Zacchaeus to the dangers of riches. He opened the eyes of Mary Magdalene to the wretchedness of her life. Jesus opened the eyes of the dying thief on the cross to the life of God's mercy. And God is still ready to open our eyes. All these people found their way into the kingdom of God, while the Pharisees stumbled along in the dark. Without faith, my dear people of God, we are indeed in deep night and do not see where we are going. Faith helps us to see in the dark. The one who guides us unerringly along the dark path of life is Jesus Christ. We put our total trust in him who says, "Those who follow me will never walk in darkness, but will always have the light of life." Those who have been enlightened by Christ can never again see themselves in the same way. Their life will never remain the same. Everything is lit up with an inner radiance. That is why those people were arguing, "Is it this man or not?" There was a change. In a sense, my dear people of God, we all are born blind. But as we go through life, our eyes are gradually opened to the vision of truth. So we need not be afraid, my dear brothers and sisters, to own our many forms of blindness. This man said, "I was blind." Christ will always touch our eyes with his gentle hand and gradually open them until we can see as he sees. All we need is faith. And so we are not alone on this journey. We are members of a community on which Christ has shed his light. So we must support one another. We are called to act as guide to others who have not yet seen the light of Christ and not behave like the Pharisees. The lesson we must learn from this man healed by Jesus includes that the man was obedient, just like in the first reading, to the instructions given to him. Jesus told him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." Second, we must be constant with our words, faith, convictions, and the truth. Despite all the Pharisees' intimidation, the man remained truthful and firm without denying Christ, showing what St. Paul said in the second reading, "Live as children of the light, producing every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth." We can see the difference between this man and his parents They were called to come and testify, and they were afraid. They were looking for a way of escape. We do not know. Ask him, he's of age. My dear brothers and sisters, that is how sometimes we are afraid to defend our faith. Sometimes we are afraid to stand with Christ who is the truth, because we are afraid of those who can kill the body and never do anything to the soul. Sometimes we are afraid we will lose our positions, what we depend on, our loved ones, because it involves our parents, our husband or wife, our friends, brothers and sisters, even somebody from our church. Because of that, we cannot say the truth. This man remained steadfast. That shows the illumination of Jesus Christ. His life was changed. He testified, "I was blind, now I can see." And he can really see, according to what St. Paul says. Do not allow yourself to be deceived and wallow in the darkness. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, he insisted that it was Jesus that healed him, not being afraid of being thrown out of the temple as his father and mother, not being afraid of those in authority. We can know at that time there was no rule of law. He was intimidated many times. But according to St. John Chrysostom, he says, the Pharisees cast him out of the temple, but the Lord of the temple found him. The book of Psalms says, they compass me and compass me about, but in the Lord's name I crush them. So my dear brothers and sisters, we don't need to be afraid of those who can kill the body and never do anything to the soul. We have to always remain in the truth. And Jesus never promised us that it's going to be easy. Let us remember what he said in the first reading. Samuel said, "I will not sit and eat until the truth comes out, until this man comes and gets anointed." Can we, my dear brothers and sisters, as those who have been illuminated by the light of Jesus Christ, always remain steadfast without fearing anybody? And so, my dear people of God, the salvation that Jesus offers us is like an illumination. Christ's obedience to God unto death is our light of salvation. Whoever believes and accepts this illumination into his or her life is like someone whose eyes were opened. This is because, though we are born blind and in darkness, the good news, my dear people of God, is that Christ liberates and heals our spiritual blindness. And then we can confidently say with the psalmist of today, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." Amen.